Menachah is chapter 9, Mishnah 3, of Visma Hasa Mishameshe. So now the Mishnah is going to go through what all the different measuring amounts were used for. So what purpose was the revis used for, the quarter of the log? Now, for us, this revis measurement is actually quite relevant because we use a revis measurement for our wine for Kiddush and for our four cups on Pesach. So we use this revis, and the opinions on how much a revis is in today's terms range between 86 mils and 150 mils. That's how much a revis is. But in the temple time, so what did they use this revis measurement for, the vessel? So revis mam le mitzorah, the first thing they used it for was for the mitzorah. Someone with a skin affliction, part of his purification process, he had to slaughter a bird into an earthen vessel with water in the vessel. And that amount of water was a revis. That was the first thing they used it for. The second thing they used it for, revis shem and le nazir, was was for the oil for a nazir. In his purification process, this was the amount of oil that was needed to mix up with his loaves, was a revis of oil. Okay, that's a revis. Chetzi log maiha mishamesh, the half log, what was that used for, that measurement? So chetzi log maim l'soita, that was the amount that the soita had to drink. Remember, the soita had the name of Hashem erased into water and was mixed in with a bit of dust. So half a log, that was how much water she had to drink. Chetzi log shem l'toida. And also for the Toidah offering, the Thanksgiving offering, so you'll remember there were 40 loaves of bread that were brought with that, and this was the amount of oil that was used to mix in with the flour and the water, etc., to make those loaves of bread. Ubalog haya moided l'chol hamenachos, and also any voluntary offering that was brought, any voluntary mincha offering that was brought, was also, they used the log measurement for it. And according to the first opinion, afilu mincha shel 60 isaron, even if it had 60 isarons of flour, noisnen la 60 logs, they would use 60 logs of oil. One log of oil for every isaron of flour. But according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Omer, he disagrees. He says, afilu mincha shel 60 isaron, even if you had a meal offering of 60 isarons, ein la ela log, it only had one log of oil in it. Shinemar, and he learns it out from a verse that says Le Mincha Veloig Shemen. The verse in Vayikra chapter 14, verse 21, for a meal offering and a log of oil. So he learned out from there that it doesn't matter how much flour you had in your voluntary meal offering, it only had one log of oil. You didn't scale up the oil as you scaled up the flour in the offering. Shisha Lepar, next case. That for the par, for a bull offering, so with the oil, with the mincha offering that accompanied a bull, so you needed 6 logs of oil, which was half a hin. That was the half a hin measurement that you needed. It was the oil that was required for the mincha offering of a par. Arba la'ayil, for a ram, they had arba, which was a third, that was a third of a hin, and that was how much oil you needed for the mincha offering. Shloisha lekeves for a lamb, you had a quarter of a hin, that's how much oil you needed. And shloisha lemechetzi lemenorah, for the menorah that was burnt, they used 3.5 logs, this is now talking about. And mechetzi log v'chol ner, so they had half a log for each lamp, and there were 7 lamps, so you had 3.5 logs in total. Half, if you put half in each of the 7 lamps, you add it up, so you get to 3.5 logs. That was what the half log measurement was used for measuring the oil for the candelabrum.